Okay.
Finds Rabbi Cohen.
I'm sorry?
What should we do if we find Rabbi Cohen?
If you find Rabbi Cohen? I don't know. At least he's not missing somewhere.
Oh, okay.
At this point, he's like unexplained, like not here. Okay. We are up to... I'm trying to pace myself. Yud Amud Beis. No, I think we got to Yud Amud Aleph. Right. So we left off with the first line of Yud Amud Aleph. What? Yeah, I started the recording, yeah, sure. When I was looking for Rabbi Cohen, I put it on the recording. There was a Chalikus of Yudim and Meseir and Bagbag. Yehuda ben Maseira made a kavachomer that we see by the way the last shot was, that we see by Avodim, we're not worried about Simpon, we're not worried about finding a blemish, so why in the world should we worry about a woman that will find a blemish? And Ben Bagberg's response, we haven't seen Ben Bagberg's response, but there is a problem she might feed her relatives. Again, there were two reasons why in Arusa rabbinically should not eat truma. Biblically she eats truma, she's pinyan kasbai. That's not the question. The discussion between Ben Bagbag and Rebutim and Becerra was that Ben Bagbag heard that Rebutim and Becerra said a woman can practically eat truma as an arusa. And he said, is that true? So Rebutim and Becerra said, I don't hold of simpun. Simpun is not an issue because we see Avodim eat truma, Shifri Kananis eats truma. Nobody's worried about simpun. So why should I worry about simpun by a wife? That we find a blemish that cancels the deal. But he is worried about feeding the relatives. So the Gemara could have stopped right there and say, what difference does it make which reason you worry about? Either way, you're not letting you eat truma. The Gemara will get to that later. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra is responding to Ben Bagbag and said, don't tell me that you're worried about, this is the way Ravina learns, the Ritu Pshatim. Don't tell me that you're worried about the mumim that can occur, because I have avodim and shibchas they eat, and I don't worry about mumim. As soon as you bar them, right? They might have a blemish, but I worry. So why should I worry about a wife? That's what we're up to. So Ben Bagbag response, what is his response? We don't have his response written, but what is his response? Top line, yudalef amenalef. Ben Bagbag, simpum bavodim leslay. Ben Bagbag says, a wife is not a servant. You don't worry about simpun by avodim. A wife, a person doesn't want her to have mumim. A servant, it doesn't make a difference. Why? Because even shemumim shebegaliu hakachazilai. Is it something that impedes his work? He's chas v'shalom, missing an arm, a leg. He has something wrong with him, so he sees it. And if he bought the evidence, he knows about it. So he doesn't find it later. Even shemumim shebeseitzer. Terence says, in the covered parts of his body, there's a blemish. Now, those don't usually impede work. They impede how he looks. A person cares about his wife's looks, doesn't care about his eved's looks. Right? My nafkele mine, the melacha kavayle. What difference does it make? He needs it for work. Lo yichpasle, he doesn't care if the eved has a birthmark or shivcha has a birthmark. His wife might have a birthmark that throws him for a loop. And the Mishnah talks about that in Ksubas. What exactly is a mum? But the movement by a woman have nothing to do with her ability to work, have ability of how she looks. Mashenki by an eved, it's about work. Teretz is, nimtze galav of kivyustus. What happens if he finds out that the galav is, that the eved is a galav? Or kivyustus, Rashi learns, is a kidnapper. Tysus doesn't like that shot, because the Gemara says that people said about Moshe Rabbeinu that he's a kivyustus. And he wasn't a kidnapper, it was a question of his honesty and money. Right, but Moshe Rabbeinu gave an accounting for everything that was given to the Mishkan. The Medrash says that 300 shkolim, he didn't know where they went. Then he remembered the Zvavei Amudim, the hooks of the Amudim, and they were accusing him of being a kavyustis. Or the guide said, is he a kavyustis? Right. So, kavyustis, Rashi learns, is a kidnapper. Tysus learns that it is a person who's a gambler, gambles away money. But either way, if it's Eved, the god of her kavyustus, he giyoy. Tough luck. Assume that. Everybody knows that every Eved steals. It's not a chiddush if you find an eved that steals. That's what I've let them do. And therefore, you can't claim nekach toras. When you buy an eved kanani or shivchi kananis, understand that they're going to steal. That's the nature of their existence. Teretz is, there's one thing left. My amrit, listen, mezuyin, a nichtim lamalchus. He might be an armed robber. That's not shliach. Or he might have a death sentence on him from the government. So the Gemara hani kala is for who? So Rashi says, he knew about it. He can't claim he didn't know about it. Rashi says, you know about it. There's no way you buy an eved and find out that he has a death sentence. If he had a death sentence, you knew about it. If he's an armed robber, his reputation spreads. And if you bought him, don't claim nekach toras. Therefore, Ben Bagbag says, don't tell me, since we don't worry about blemishes by an eved, we're not worried about blemishes by a woman. There is no blemishes by an eved. What you claim is a blemish by a woman is not a blemish by an eved. Because an eved is for work. And the external movement, he sees. When you bought him, he knew. We can't claim I found out. You're an olive, I'm an olive. We're now about 10 lines in. Rashi, top Rashi. Simple b'avadim leka levatlas ha-mekach. Now Rashi points out, it's not pshat, b'avadim don't have simple. They don't have blemishes. They do, but it doesn't cancel the mekach. Because if it's out external, ha-kachazi luhu v'savar v'kibul. He saw it and accepted it. Nim tziganav, ein abatul mekach. If he finds it tziganav, it doesn't cancel the sale. The kaimelah ha-mekach v'l'chaveri nim tziganav v'kvius to zigiyoy. Higiyoy means, you're stuck with it. I don't know how does he translate the word higiyoy in the Gemara. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the top. Higiyoy. I say stuck with it, but I'm sure he has a better translation.
Nope. Belongs to him. Belongs to the buyer.
Belongs to him. Well, Brighty, the Babasar, by Michael Paris. Kavustas, Gain of Nefashis, a kidnapper. Higiyoy, Harushalai, the Stam Evan, Ganavu. List the Mizuyim, Loishkiach. Not shliach, loyki b'li'alav. A person does not want to buy an armed robber. A ganav is one thing, but an armed robber that you don't want to play with. And the answer is kala islahu. I booked him l'malchus. She is chayav misa l'melech. He was chayav misa to the king. The answer is kala islahu the suburb of Kibo. And he accepted upon himself, and he took it. Meaning he can't claim I found out that he's a list of mezuyim. Where I found out that he's a muktzah b'malchus. That's something you knew. There are certain things that people know, and that's not something you find out. And therefore, Ben Bagbag's answer to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira is, Avadim's lack of simpon doesn't prove a woman's lack of simpon. Okay. Frekti Gemara. Bottom line is, Michti. Bein lamar le'akla. Either way, they both agree that Arusa does not eat truma. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says because of she might feed her relatives, and Ben Bagbag said because of simpon, because of blemishes. Bottom line is they both agree, so what are they arguing about? Meaning, why is Ben Bagbag sending Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, I heard that you're feeding an Arusa. No, he's not. He's not feeding her because he's worried about relatives. What is Ben Bagbag telling Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira? I heard you're feeding an Arusa, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says, yes, I am. No, he's not. So what's going on here? They're arguing the reason? Okay. Why is that an issue? Zokta Gemara, Ike Benayu Kibel, Masar, Behalach. There are three cases that is a difference. First case is, the man says, I don't care if she has blemishes. I'm taking this woman as is. Simpon is not Negea. Ben Bagbag would let her eat Truma. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira said, we're worried about relatives. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira would be Machmer. In the next two cases, he would be Mekel. Masar is the father gave her over to the Shluchei Habal. Meaning, the Shluchei Habal came to pick her up to take her to her husband. At that moment, now they're traveling. And the travel time, you make up of the travel time. Month, a week, 2 weeks, whatever it is. Now, during that time, she's not feeding her relatives. She's out of the house. same time, she still hasn't been checked for Mumen till the Chuppah. Then Ben Bagbag would say she doesn't eat Truma, and Reb Yehuda Ben Seira would say she does eat Truma. And Halach is that the father sent his own messengers along with the Shluchei HaBaal. Similar case, except she hasn't left her father's Rishus yet, but she's out of the house. And therefore is not feeding any relatives. So there are three cases. Masar and Halach are very similar. Kibbutz is different. That if you hold Mumim, you hold one way. If you hold feeding relatives, you hold a different way. Rashi. The Rashi, Kibbel, Masar and Halach, Simenhu. The Gemara is using that as to remember it. Remember the three words. Kibbel, Olivus, Hamumim, Mishim, Simpun, Lekim, Mishim, Dula, Ika. Simpun there is. Ula there's not. Right? The relatives. Masarav, Lushluchi Abao, Shahoku Shluchi Ab, Mishluchi Abao. Either the father gave her over to the Shluchim of the Baal, or the father went along with the Shluchi Abao, the Shluchim of the father. There's only the reason of blemishes because he hasn't checked her out yet. But there's no reason of giving to drink. The last of the Lachi Lachaisa Gabah, she's not near her brothers or sisters. I don't have an answer to the following question that I'm going to pose, and that is the Gemara in Ksubos makes another Nafkamina. And I don't know why that's not playing here. The Gemara there talks about Hegiyas Man V'Loi Nisu. He has to marry her by a certain date, and if he doesn't marry her by that certain date, he's obligated to feed her. The Gemara says that at that point, he makes sure that she doesn't share any of his food with relatives. Till that point, he doesn't feed her. He sends her presents. Presents? Let my kala do whatever she wants with the presents. If I have to feed her, it's on my bill. I don't let her do what she wants with the food. So at that point, the Gemara says Ula is not Negeya anymore. Only Simpun is Negeya. The Gemara does not bring that in here as an afkamina. Makes a huge afkamina. According to the Mandi Amar of Shematashka, it's over. According to the Mandi Simpun, it's not over. So I don't know why the Gemara does not bring it here. In fact, the Gemara comes out there that later on, the Mishnah Achroina might have been after Yehuda ben Maseira ben Bagbag. Maybe that happened after Yehuda ben Maseira ben Bagbag. Maybe before that, they both agreed that once it's a Giyas Man, she could eat Truma. So maybe that's why the Gemara doesn't bring it in. Could be. Okay. So the Gemara in Ksubas has, again, I'm just going to try to do this quickly, the Gemara in Ksubas. Two stages in Simpun. I mean, let's step back. Originally, biblically, an Arusa could eat Truma. Came along to Rabbanan and said an Arusa can't eat Truma. The first takana was till the time he has to start feeding her. Ula says the reason is she might feed her relatives. Other Mandiyama there, I don't remember his name, said because we're worried about blemishes. At the time he's supposed to marry her, he has to start feeding her. So on the first takana, he sent his relatives to check her out in the Beis HaMerchatz, meaning they went to the bathhouse to see if she has any blemishes. So that sufficed for Mishnah Rishayna. There were two reasons. One man the Amar said because she might feed her relatives, and one man the Amar said because a Simpun, which is over with when it's a Giyas Man. Now stop. It gives me the time he's supposed to marry her by.
Oh, it's not when he first gets interested in seeing if she has Mumim.
Again, he won't start feeding her till he checks her out. That's what that Mandi ever says. Until that point, he's willing to send her presents and be in Arusa without checking her out at all. This is post-Kedushin. But before he starts putting it on his bill, he has his relatives check her out. And that sufficed for going to Mishnah Rishayna. At that stage, the difference between the two reasons was Kibal Maser V'Halach. Either he said, I don't care about Mumen, or she's on her way to get married already. That happened in the Mishnah Rishayna's time. Then came the Mishnah Achrayna, later generations, and said that a husband is never happy with his relatives checking her out. He wants to personally check her out. That because he wants to see her. He wants to see if something bothers him. It might not bother his sister, it bothers him. It might not bother his first cousin that he sent to check her out, but it bothers him. So after a chuppah, he gets to see her personally. And therefore, that's when the decision of simple is made. And therefore, they said, no eating truma till after chuppah.
So after chuppah, at the Mecca Chatas, the whole...
If he finds a moment, the Mecca Chatas, correct. I'll step back and I'll say, I don't know if it's right after chuppah, right before chuppah. But at a point that he personally can check her out.
He's allowed to check her out.
Again, Pashtas would be after chuppah. The Gemara says, "Achet tikanas l'chuppah." So I can't say I'm 100%. So this Gemara is talking about Mishnah Rishayna's time, when we weren't worried about his personal checking. We relied on the relatives checking, and we want to know at that point she was not able to eat truma until the time of Nisuin came. What is the difference between the two reasons before that time? So Ula says, because of relatives. The other man, the other said, because of Simpun, which we are now making a machloikas tanoim. Rabbi Yudim B'Mazarim B'Bakmik, by the way, who lived hundreds of years before Ula, right? And the difference is, kibo masr v'halach. Once the Mishnah Chreina came, so then everybody agrees we are worried about Simpun, but not Simpun that's checked up by relatives. We want him to personally check her out before we're willing to let her eat truma.
And this kibbutz is before he brought her, before his...
Before, right after Harrison.
And he said, I'm
going to
do this blindly.
Exactly.
No matter what happens.
Exactly.
Okay.
He said that to Adam. I really don't care what she looks like. I see her face. I see her. I'm happy. I don't care. She has a birthmark. Zakti Gemara Beit. The Mishnah said, Bekesef. Kedusha Kesef. By the way, the Bechina is up to here because the next sugi is a whole sugi for Amud and a half, and I didn't want to have part of this Bechina, part of next Bechina. So if somebody sees Rabbi Cohn and passes out the Bechina, but he's missing in action today, tell him that the Bechina is only up to this point to Bekesef. You notice Rabbi Cohn's not here. He just disappeared somewhere.
Notice how quiet it is.
What? You notice how quiet it is. Because
I miss him.
You miss him. See, somebody should tell Rabbi Cohn that my friend misses him, Feitel misses him. See, it's unbelievable. Bekesef. Beshamai, I'm in the dinner. Beshamai says you need a dinner. My tamari de Beshamai. Now, the problem is as follows. We, in regular business, treat pruta like money. Where did Beshamai get a larger amount of money? The default option of money is whatever is considered money in the whole Torah. What's considered money in the whole Torah is a pruta. Where did Beis Shammai come up with a different amount of money necessary for Kedushin? That's the Gemara's problem. Now, this Gemara will go for an amen and a half. And at the end of the day, according to one of the opinions, it's only rabbinic. But at this point, we think it's biblical. And we have to find a source. Where did you get to say that you need a dinner? It's like saying, money means $200. Money means a dollar. Money means a quarter. Whatever people recognize as money. In those days, it was a shavu pruta. Where did dinner come from? Dr. Gemara, Amar Reb Zeira, Shekein Isha Makpedas Al Atzma, Ve'im Iskadeshes V'Pachas Midinner. A regular woman is not willing to give herself away for less than a certain amount of money. And therefore, Beis Shammai says, Kedusha Kesef is the amount of money that a regular woman is willing to accept for Kedushin. It's like similar to the Gemara we had by Chalipin. Women have a certain pride, and therefore, if a woman takes, at this point, a woman takes less, we say, but l'day teitzah kaladam. The regular woman isn't willing to be Kedusha for a pruta. That means we have now inserted
the dinar instead of pruta now.
That doesn't bother us. That's the truth. That's what we did. But we've asserted that a woman's standard affects Kedushin. That's what we just said. Because we're saying the regular woman's standard is to insist on a certain amount of money. That means the woman's standard determines the amount of money you have to give her. So let's say a woman is from the family of Bill Gates, if you were Jewish. Does Kedushin have to be higher because Bill Gates' family doesn't settle for less than a certain amount?
Who says it's individual?
Again.
Woman is, in general, women is just
a... I know, okay, we'll see. Let's look at where I work it out. Amalei Abaya, Elmiatik, Abinasi, Rabbi Abdan, Rabbi Yanai. The daughters of Rabbi Yanai, the Kabdan and Abshayu, they are very, very stringent. I don't know what he turns Kabdan. How does he translate the word Kabdan?
Particular.
None of the daughters ever accept Kedushin unless you give them 3 kav of coins, of golden coins, silver coins. 3 kav. That's a half a saw. That's a lot of coins. And that's what they do Kedushin. If not, they don't. Are you going to say, if she takes a dinner, it's not a Kedushin because the standard of her family demands a certain standard? You're leaving it up to standard. And for the Gemara, Amalai Pashti Yad the Bekibla Loi Kamina. Ki Kamina the Kitcha Belaila, Inami the Shav Yishliach. I wasn't talking about a woman that accepted. What we're saying is that Enoch Inami, Benasid Rabbi Yanai, if they send the Shliach, expect the shliach to get tired of the dinri. If they do it at night when they can't see what they're being given, they expect tired of the dinri. During daylight hours, at that point, it's whatever she takes, she's willing to be mukadeshes. When we say the Beishamai needs a dinner, right? When we say the Beis Shammai needs a dinner, it's only at night or they make a messenger. Beis Shammai says a regular woman doesn't settle for less than a dinner. Therefore, implied in the appointment of a messenger is, get me a dinner. Implied at night, when she sticks out her hand and says, I'm willing to be mukadeshes to you, is a dinner. In during the daytime, if she's willing to accept less, gives a day. It's money. It's kesef. All Beis Shammai's saying is, women aren't cheap. They don't come by cheaply.
Except in the daytime.
She's willing to accept it. She knows. At nighttime, she doesn't know. It's dark.
In other words, she doesn't necessarily have to... Nobody ever has to take any amount. Or no woman has to take any amount she doesn't want to take. Right?
Exactly. Well, she has to agree to Kedushin. She doesn't agree unless she gets a certain amount. You can't force a woman to get married. She has to agree to get married. You have to give her money. What if she says, I'm not willing to get married unless you give me X?
So if a guy gives her a chetzi pruta...
It's not mukadeshes. That's not money.
That's not money. Is there such a coin?
No, but that doesn't make a difference. It's not money. It can be shovel. It can be an item that's worth a half a pruta. I don't know today which item is worth a half a pruta. But if you came up with an item that's worth a half a pruta, it wouldn't work for Kedushin. It's not money.
So this is not just particular to these daughters.
These daughters had a higher standard. And when they appointed a shliach, they expected more. And when they took Kedushin at night, they expected more.
Or even at night,
the problem with you tonight means no different because you have the electric lights.
No, that's not the problem.
Yeah.
The problem is, in other words, they couldn't take a shalav pruta during the daytime.
They could.
They could. So they're no different than anybody else.
They're different in what their standard is, default.
Higher.
Meaning default, what does the daughter of Rabbi Yanai expect for Kedushin unless she says otherwise?
Is this amount of this
Tarka with the dinri?
Is that a very large amount?
Yes.
A little fortune.
I'll show you. What you have, let's say 3 ounces is a revias. A lug is 12 ounces, right? Six, almost good, 6 lugan equal a kav. That means 72 ounces full of coins. Now, units of silver coins. As opposed to 1 silver coin. And opposed to Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, who says 1 pruta, which is much less than that. So what it's worth in the market, I don't know. But it's a lot of money. But that was their family standard. They didn't accept Kedushin less than that. Listen, they're girls that don't get married unless they can get married in the fanciest home. That's the standard. You're marrying into that family. You're expected to make a chasana. That's a certain level. That doesn't mean they can agree not to. But what is expected now? It happens to be that they're making the chasana on the akiv in the Kedushin. But they used to have it in the Kedushin. We are not getting married. We are not accepting a dinner from anybody. That's not what we live different standards. Big Shiloh and Paiskim. If you send somebody Shlachmanas, and to him it's not valuable at all, it's meaningless. Is that a yid to the mitzvah? He sends him something, it's not Marba Reyes. He looks at it and says, you know, send a guy, a bag of potato chips and a can of soda, and you send it to a very wealthy guy at Shlachmanas. Bag of potato chips and a can of soda. To minim. You ate just like one of us. Sent them to minim. Didn't mean anything to him. Not Marba Reyes. If anything, he looks at it and says, huh? This is what he's sending me? What do you think, I'm his kid? This is a big Shiloh Paiskim. There it is. There's a standard. Everybody has a different standard of what they think is a chashuv shlachmanas. That's why I always tell people, you know, a lot of people have a theme, and they're busy with their theme on Purim, which I looked in Shulchan Aruch, I never found anything about a theme on Purim. But sometimes the theme is very nice and dandy, except it's not chashuv at all. You know, the theme is something, and it's very nice, and some people might even enjoy it, but it's not chashuv. So when you eat the shlachmanos, you have to send something that's great, a bottle of wine, something meaningful, not a theme. You know, themes are wonderful for theme parks. It's not a theme park. It's a shlachmanos. You know, it's a shlachmanos. It's a mitzvah. Again, some people are very caught up in their theme. And the theme might not be something of any much value. It's just that it has the cuteness of a theme, you know. But I'm not here to, you know, I'm not changing the world. I have to start with myself. What?
They were already Mekayim, the shlachmanos. The first nice one they gave.
If they gave a nice one.
If they gave, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I always tell people it's more important to send the one nice one than the rest of the theme. That's for sure. The theme should be the mitzvah shlachmanos. That's what the theme should be. Dr. Gemara ki kamina the kitchen belayli nabi the shav yishliach. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, tarkava ishloisha kavan. 3 kavan. The dinri zehubim. Rashi says it's gold. The shav yishliach. The Kaba Kedusha, but I didn't look about the Kaba. He didn't ask, the Shliach didn't say, how much do you want? But that said, Rabbi Yana Nami, Yishav Yishliach, Lava Kedusha, and Elba Tarka with the Dinri. You're right. Eilach Inami, the standard will be set by the individual family. That's the first answer. So according to the first answer, Beit Shammai is not saying a pruta doesn't work. Beit Shammai says, if this is done without the woman knowing how much she's getting, you have to give her a pruta, if not she's not for Kedushas. It's a self-assumed thing. Women aren't willing to accept less than a pruta. Unless than a dinner. Unless they do. That is answer number one. Vasi Amar, Amirujaisiv Amar, Tamaya de Beishamai could have used Amar Ravasi. The reason of Beishamai is based on what Rav Yehuda told us in the name of Ravasi. The Amar Avai Yehuda Amar Rav Asi, Kol Kesef Amar Betaira Kesef Tzuri. Medina. Let me explain. In the times of Chazal and in the times of the Torah, there were two coin systems. Now, based on the fact that a coin was worth the metal it was minted on. I don't know why they did this, but they ran a two-track coin system. They had two dinarim, two selas, slohim, two shkalim. One was worth eight times the amount of the other one. So a dinar tsuri was eight dinar medinas. It was a different size. It was eight times as big. So now when the Torah says, pay chamishim shkalim, when the Torah says money, which coin system is the Torah insisting on? Zakhtavasi, the Torah is insisting on the Tsuri coin system, which, by the way, had no copper coins. Only silver coins. Torah wants Tsuri money. Whenever the Rabbanon say money, unless otherwise explained, they mean Medina money, an eighth of Tsuri money. Now, if that's true, the Torah said Kesef. In the Torah, Kesef is Tsuri coins. That's silver. So therefore, Mishamah says it can't be a Pruta. A Pruta is not Torah money. The Torah is talking about Torah money. Now, have I the Bwaya dinner? So here Rashi brings him a Machlokes later on, but over here he explains that once you see the Torah wanted more than a Pruta, the Torah wanted something Chashav. Now, what's Chashav? We go to a dinner, which is not the lowest silver coin. There is a Ma'ah, which is less than a dinner. It's a sixth of a dinner. But we say if the Torah insisted on Kedushim being money, and it's not the cheapest money, the Torah wanted the more expensive money, it probably wanted a Davar Chashav. Now, that's what Rashi says, with no source exactly why he assumes that, but that's what Rashi says. Rashi later on brings a different opinion, but this is Rashi's opinion over here. Let's read Rashi inside. Look, Rashi. Kol kesef amr b'tayra kesef tzuri. Imperish shkolim, with the Tayra says shkolim, have a shekel tzuri. V'msasam, have a matbeya ha'pchusa shibet tzuri. And if it doesn't say which kind of coin, go to the lowest tzuri coin. V'shadivreyem kesef medina. The Kavah Mefarish Law, later on the Gemara will explain. Kesef Medina, Shminis Shiva Kesef Tzuri. It's an eighth of Kesef Tzuri. We're not used to this kind of coins. To us, a coin is worth what the government says it's worth. A dime is a half size of a nickel, and it's worth double a nickel. In those days, coins were worth the metal they were minted on. And therefore, Tzuri coins were eight times the size of Medina coins. Hilchok, Pruta Lebatis Lameimer. You can't say that Kedushin is a Pruta, because she's Shona Chayshis. It's a copper coin. But Tzuri, Madbe Shona Chayshis Lekha. And in Tzuri, there are no copper coins. Well, but Kedushin Kesef Ksiv, Dakicha Kicha Gamiri, we learned it out from Karka, which is Kesef. Now, here comes Rashi's added thing. So, how do I know it's a Pruta? It's a dinner. Maybe it's a Ma'ah. A Ma'ah is a silver coin. Once you're telling me that the Torah insists on more than what we call money, which is a pruta, that means the Torah wants a chash of money. So it's a little bit of a jump, meaning you could have said the Torah meant the smaller silver coin, which is a ma. You need silver, because it's not money if it's not silver in the Torah. Torah money is silver. Fine. Smaller silver coin is a ma. Don't say that. We say...
But in other...
What?
In other currencies, in a talki, you can get an eighth of a...
Yeah, but the tyrants, when the tyrant says money, it means Tzuri money. That's what Ravasi said. He has a Masaira. Whenever the tyrant says the word money, we're talking Tzuri. Tyrant said money by Kedushin, has to be Tzuri. Now here comes the problem, the point that needs explaining. So fine, so it needs Tzuri, but there's a smaller coin than dinner. So Zokrashi, once you see that the Torah insisted on Tzuri and Chashev, probably wants a dinner. This is what Rashi says. Probably wants a dinner.
Why?
What?
Why?
That's the problem. I don't have a good answer for that. Later on, Rashi will bring from his Rebbeim that the smallest coin in Tzuri was a dinner. there was no Ma'atzuri. That helps this. But Rashi disagrees and he says there was. And this is the way Rashi answers it by saying, you see, the Torah wanted Chashivas, Chashivas means a dinner. And again, I don't have shot in this more than I can read. But that's what Rashi says.
How do we know what Kesef Shuri is?
How do we know?
Yeah.
The Gemara tells us.
That's wrong. It doesn't explain, it doesn't bring us far from the Torah.
No. Shuri means Tyre, I believe. City of Tyre. That's the Kesef, the coins they use there. Again, they ran a... It's something we would never do. There were two kinds of dollars. The Tsuri dollar and the Medina dollar. Both were called dollars. So whenever a guy gave you a dollar, you had to know which dollar he's giving you. But again, it had to do with the size of the coin.
So the Tsuri can only be made out of gold or silver.
Correct.
Right? And the Medina...
Went down to copper.
Can be all three, right?
Can be all three. There was gold Medina, silver Medina, and copper Medina. There was no copper Tsuri. Rashi's problem is there were coins in silver less than a dinar in Tsuri. So how do I know to go up? Maybe it's the minimum coin. So Rashi answers, I'm just reading Rashi, not that I can explain it well. Once you need chashivas, mistamat a chashiva coin. And the chashiva coin is dinar. Okay. So now, we're going to spend the next part of Gemara talking about whether Ravasi's rule is true. Is that true? That every time it says money in the Torah, it means Suri? And we're going to try to disprove it. And ultimately, we will disprove it. And we'll be stuck again. How do I know Kedushin is a dinner? So, at the end of the day, Rav Yosef's answer will not last. He said it's based on Ravasi. We will prove that Ravasi did not talk about Kedushin or the like, as we will see. And therefore, at the end of the day, we'll have to come up with more answers of how do we know a dinner is Kedushin according to Beis Shammai. Zogta Gemara Gufa. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Ravasi, Kol Kesef, Amar Bataira, Kesef Tsuri, Vashadivrayim, Kesef Medina. Frekti Gemara Klalu, is that true? Zogt Rashi. Hachi Kesina Gufa, Amar Rav Yehuda, Klalu, Shekesef, Shekesef, Bataira, Davka kesef ksiva shavya, it has to be silver or its value. Benav kamina davi kesef tsuri v'loy brutus. We're not talking kedusha now. We're talking. Ravasi told us a rule: any money in the Torah has to be silver, no copper coins. I will show you that we have halachas in the Torah, and we deal with it with copper coins. So your rule that all money in the Torah has to be silver is not true. How do I know that? Frank T. Gemara. The value of the kesef. Mekadesh a woman with a chair if it's worth a certain amount.
Minimum or
whatever the amount of kedushin is. Frank T. Gemara Varitaina. So the first case the Gemara is going to bring in here is the case of Maida B'miktas. Maida B'miktas, the halacha is the person has to claim Shtei kesef, two silver coins, and the admission has to be a pruta. That's what the Gemara says in Masechtas Shuos. That the halacha of Maida B'miktas, the minimum claim has to be shtei kesef, the value of shtei kesef, and the minimum admission is a pruta. There's a machloikas Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds that it has to, the minimum claim has to be two kesef plus a pruta. And the person has to deny two kesef. He can deny more. It can be 10 kesef and a pruta. But the minimum claim has to be two kesef, which he denies, and he admits a pruta besides the te kesef, which really means the minimum claim has to be shtei kesef plus. And the admission has to be that plus, and the denial has to be shtei kesef. Shmuel holds, the minimum claim has to be shtei kesef, and from that shtei kesef, he has to admit a pruta. But the bottom line is that we're dealing with a pruta. Pruta. The Torah is talking about admitting money. Torah money is dinner. It's silver. Pruta has nothing in the Torah. If the Torah talks about money, it's not pruta. So how can any of the two say admission is a pruta? The Torah says you have to admit some of the money. Money, Ravasi just told us, means tsuri money. So the halacha should be, you have to claim shtei kesef plus a silver coin, and he has to admit that silver coin. And neither Rav nor Shmuel say that. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says the admission has to be a pruta. Pruta is copper. So how can Ravasi say that whenever the Torah discusses money, it means silver? There is no pruta in tsuri.
I understand, but it means copper.
What is copper? Rashi told us in Amud Aleph that pruta is nechashis. But that's not the point. Even if pruta were silver, it's not tsuri. There's no tsuri pruta. Frak the Gemara Bari Taina. Dixiv ki yitein ish areyu kesef or kelim lishmar. A person gives his friend money or kelim to watch. And then there's a moedim emiktis. Nan. Shfuz hadayonim. When do we make him swear moedim emiktis? A taina shtei kesef. Vahoyda shava pruta. The claim has to be shtei kesef, and the admission has to be a pruta. What do you mean? Pruta is not money. Torah wants money. Look, Rashi. Vari taina. Sha'odim taina schavera, umashbin raisa, we make him swear. Imhaidim amitzis, if he admitted part. Kedusiv, ki yitain. To all of siv, ashayayim ki huzeb, that he says this is it. We learn out from the Pasuk Yehuzah, if somebody admits part, he swears, the Venikra Balabayas Hasim Ksiv, says the word the Balabayas comes close to Bezin, but the Shinale the Shua and above Metziah, we explain in Baba Kama and above Metziah, that he means he goes and swears. Utnan, and the Mishnah tells us, Shua Sadayanam Eina Bepochas Mitaina Shtei Moaz Kesef. Shua Sadayanam is not less than two kesef. Well, please give a Rav and Shmuel, and Rav and Shmuel have an argument. Rav Amar Kfira Shtei Kesef. Rav says you have to deny Shtei Kesef and admit something else. But Shmuel Amar Taina Atzma Shtei Kesef. The claim has to be Shtei Kesef. I feel like covered by a pruta. I hide it by pruta. I don't care whether the denial is one pruta or the denial is everything besides a pruta. Chayev. According to Rav, there has to be a denial of Shtei Kesef. According to Shmuel, the claim has to be shtei kesef. The denial and the admission are within that shtei kesef amount. Mikol makom, whether you learn like Rav or whether you learn like Shmuel, midikani shtei kesef, shma mina kra lav davke kesef kamar. Alam amayin abam a kapit. Right? Since we're saying shtei kesef and we're talking about pruta, that means obviously the Torah is not insisting on silver, just on what's considered money. The kibush like mirish kama masrut l'kama. The Torah didn't say how much money. Le masru chakam kasev el chachamim. The chachamim, the Torah gave it to the chachamim, meaning the Torah didn't say how much money. So the chachamim decided based on their mesira what the Torah means by the word money. Now that's if it means money, but if you're insisting on silver coin. So then, the truth is, the Gemara, Rashi explains the Gemara's question different than me and better than me. Why do I need two kesef? Torah says kesef. So Mishlaim, if you tell me kesef means money, so Chazal decided what amount of money should be eligible for Shvuas Hadayanim. But if the Torah meant a silver coin, why are you changing the meaning of the Torah? Let me try to explain. When the Torah says the word neutral, money, there are different kinds of monies. So we say, Chazal decided, Kimlahu, they had a Messiah, what the amount of money necessary is. But that's because you're translating the word kesef to mean cash, not kesef to mean a certain kind of coin, but it means cash. But Ravasi translated, kesef means a silver coin. That means if the Torah said a silver coin, why in the world are Chazal saying it means two silver coins? If it means money, money is not a direct amount. So Chazal have the right to say what amount of money. But if it means a certain silver coin, So why are you changing that and making it two?
So what does it mean?
Well, Rashi said it means a silver coin. He said it means suri. That's a silver coin. Without Ravasi, I would have said the term meant money. Any kind of cash. Suri, medina. The trashy. Like him, they didn't want to make a guy swear with less than a certain amount of money. The ikwa davka kesem simbo. If the Torah doesn't mean money, it means a silver coin. The hitamahi matveya b'chusu shubitzuri. True, you don't need a dinner, but mio shtayim inavu. Where the chazals get to? So the Gemara, according to Rashi, the question of the Gemara is based not on the admission part, but on the claim part. You need a claim of shtei kesef. According to Ravasi, that would mean two silver coins. Torah said kesef. Why are you saying it means two? If it means money, then the Torah didn't tell me any amount. So the Chazal decide the amount. If you tell me it means a silver coin, why would they change the translation of the word in the Torah? Kesef means a silver coin. Where do you get two from? That's the way Rashi understands the question.
And the fact that there's two, doesn't it mean more towards coins as much as money?
No, the value of two. The value of two coins.
It doesn't say value, it's a shtei kesef.
Right, which if you learn it means money, it means the value. That's the Chazal set amount that they think is necessary for a shvuah. Now, where did they get that from? Rashi uses the word kimluhu. That in Messiah. We will start this right over again on Monday morning. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos, and everybody should give regards to Rabbi Cohen if you see him.